Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope your bracket isn't busted. Probably is. I hope you didn't lose no money. Maybe you did. And we know who you could probably blame. A school named Furman that you probably don't even know where the hell they at. Yeah, it's March. The NCAA tournament is underway. Furman beat Virginia. Yeah, they beat the Cavaliers. What the hell is that about? Princeton beat Arizona. What's that about? We got a good one going on right now. Oh, my goodness. Houston is tied with North Kentucky. 36-36. I don't even know where North... I know where... I can assume geographically North Kentucky plays in North Kentucky. I don't know where they play. I know the Cougars are probably going to... I will assume they'll run away from them, right? Yeah. Cougars are one of the favorites here. Supposed to go all the way to Houston and compete for a championship on... I don't know if you can call it home court, home floor. Anyway... I'll keep you up to date with Houston and North Kentucky. The Cougars right now leading. They just hit a three. 39-36. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the first hour of the show, you can always listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. We got a lot of affiliates. Thank you to everybody on SiriusXM Channel 158 and people on a smart speaker. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And as we continue on with the show, we've been talking about the tournament. I want to tell you about some of the injured players. Michael Jordan is, I guess he's had his fill being owner of the Charlotte Hornets. We're going to talk about Rick Pitino. We mentioned Bill Self. So we got a lot to do here the rest of the night. We do have a caller here. I want to talk to him. I want to kind of respond to one of our prior callers before the break out of Chicago. And we got a lot to do. Let's hit the phone lines. Tony's here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, JR, good show as always, my friend. Listen every night. I know you guys are hitting it up with the March Madness basketball, but I got a question for you, a football question. Being a diehard New Orleans Saints, being down south for the last 52 years, do you think that the Saints front office made a good move keeping Jameis Winston? Can he still play? Absolutely. But for a backup role, $8 million for one season, do you think that was a good move?
Well, I'm sure that is I'm pretty sure the salary is almost a moot point. Who cares about Jameis? Like, what I'm actually looking at here is that it is a two-year. He'll sign an amended one-year, $4 million. That's it. That's called misinformation. One-year, $4 million with incentives. The total deal can be $8 million, and I'm sure those incentives – have a whole lot to do with him playing. And so I wouldn't worry about Jameis Winston. I actually read a note earlier today that Jameis Winston put on social media saying that he is still someone who can be a starting quarterback for a championship team in the NFL, despite being 29 years old. He said he has had major injuries over the past three seasons, which happened to be accurate. And he said the reason that he is staying in New Orleans, I don't think is because of a lack of a market. He says he loves New Orleans. He says he loves the fan base, the people, the community, everybody that's there. He says he loves it. And so I'm sure he could have gone somewhere else. Maybe the Saints were offering the most money at $4 million to be a backup. But if you're a Saints fan, why are you sweating it? You know he is a serviceable backup. Is he going to go out there and steal the job from Carr? Probably not, no. But this ain't a bad thing. Leave Jameis Winston alone. Let him come back. Let him be healthy. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is here from Sacramento, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Hey, JR. Good talking with you, man. I called a couple weeks ago when the Kings were starting to make a little bit of noise, and you asked me if I thought realistically if they actually had a chance at pulling this thing out. And the way that I've been seeing them play against the Bucks and that scrappiness and that dog in them, and I'm kind of thinking that we could potentially surprise some folks. And I wanted to see if you may have changed your mind based off of how you've been seeing them, scrap.
No, changed my mind about what, them surprising folks and winning a championship?
Potentially.
No, hell no. That will not change at all. Unless we're going to wake up and somehow magically, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan in a bit. Unless Michael Jordan ends up on the Sacramento Kings in a time machine, unless David Robinson or Hakeem or Shaq or Vlade or Chris Webber or Mitch Richmond or Bibby, how about I just stick to Kings? Unless they have a time machine and come back, no. No, Josh. Let me ask you this. How long have you been watching Sacramento Kings basketball?
97.
So you actually know what a winning team looks like. You know what a competitive Kings team looks like. Does this team that you watch right now, does this look like the Kings team of the early 2000s?
I mean, offensively, they look better.
No. Well, let's slow down here. Oh, my God. Hold on, Josh. I got to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's a tough one. Wow. Offensively, they look better. That Kings team in the early 2000s was one of the better passing teams I've seen. They were one of the better shooting teams, especially in an NBA era about 20 years ago that was a little bit more plodding than what we had now. They had absolutely amazing depth. They had a... Oh, my God. Let's bring him back. Hey, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, no, man, Josh, I'm being honest here, man. I don't think you and I can have a conversation because it's very clear to me that you and I see basketball in two different ways. Two completely different ways. Like you asked me if I would change my mind on the Sacramento Kings. I told you hell no. And then I asked you about the most probably talented team the Kings have ever had in their history. And I asked you, you know, would you compare? And you're just like, oh, well, I think the offense right now might be better. And I'm just like, okay, Josh, there's nothing else here, brother.
Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because, I mean, statistically, the Kings are the most efficient offense in NBA history right now.
Josh, that I don't care what advanced anything says. They can have pace of game or pace of play. They can run up and down the court. I know they don't play no defense. I'll tell you this much. This is very simple. If I took the Sacramento Kings from 20 years ago, they would wax the floor with this squad.
Agreed. The D defense okay. was significantly
no,
better.
No, no, so that's – no, I'm not asking you to split it offense. I'm not asking you about that trash, okay? It was very, very simple what I asked you. You brought up offense. Offense ain't all it is for basketball. The Sacramento Kings from 20 years ago would whoop this team's ass. That was the last team that would have been capable of going out there and winning a championship. And they did not because they ran into some guys named the Los Angeles Lakers. That team was awesome. That team was amazing. I don't care if you want to go down the list from Bibby to Barry to Stojakovic to Chris Webber and Doug Christie and Scott Pop. We can go down the list of dudes who were on that team. They would wax the floor with this squad. Josh, I encourage you, enjoy the Sacramento Kings for being relevant for the first time since then. That's it. I know it's been a long time, but if you want to think that the Sacramento Kings can go on a championship run, I hope you ain't putting money on it, okay?
Nah, I don't bet, so.
Good. Good idea. Well, thank you, Josh. Understand this. I am not going to change my mind over the course of a week or 2 weeks because I'm not just looking at the results. I'm not looking at a regular season game where they're playing hard against a championship contender in the Bucks. It's the regular season. If they went and played the Bucks in the postseason, the Bucks would whoop that ass. 7 games, they get their asses whooped. Enjoy the Kings. Enjoy the rise up. But please, 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 don't be delusional about their standing in the NBA. I mean, damn. Like, son, yeah, the Sacramento Kings, they didn't just wake up and be a contender. This is the most efficient offense in the NBA statistically. What does that mean? Do they not turn the ball over? The field goal percentage is great. The Sacramento Kings team is good. I don't care whatever stat you look at. They don't even play no defense. They don't have no depth. They don't have experience. I mean, damn. I feel like I'm going to cry like that cheerleader listening to that. Oh, my God. I love that Kings team. This is what happens when your team is so bad for so long. You finally get a taste of something good. And you lose it. You lose all sense of reality. Here, the New York Knicks did it. They go to the playoffs a few years ago. They take on the Atlanta Hawks. They win one game. One game. One game. Those Knicks fans were outside of Madison Square Garden like they won a championship. One playoff game. Please do not be delusional. Let me take a sigh. I'm trying to implement some of the things that Ja Morant learned to not be stressed. Hold on a second. Okay, now I won't go to the strip club with a gun. Scott is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, RJ, you there?
I am here. Yeah, I'm live. You are too. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm jumping ship from the NBA, but I'm an ardent Viking fan, and this Aaron Rodgers shift to New York, obviously, I know there's a lot of chatter about the Brett Favre thing, and the last thing I need is for arrogant Rodgers to have horns on his helmet. But what I was going to ask you is I really don't know anything about the deals that made. Is there any possibility, because Cousins has 1 year left, and is there any? Do you know what the contract is? Can Aaron Rodgers, you know, can he actually leave New York after 1 year, or is he tied up? Or,
oh
you know?
My God! Well, Aaron Rodgers has 2 years left on
Aaron,
his deal.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who? Aaron? Who? Eric? Or who?
I call him Arrogant Rodgers. That's my.
Oh, Arrogant! You call him Arrogant, yeah. Rod? Okay, I didn't know if you were calling him Erica or what. Okay.
Now, it's Arrogant Rodgers. It's something I
oh Arrogant
called him.
Rod.
I okay, particularly Scott. Don't like the man.
Well,
yeah.
I can tell Scott. Let me answer you. I'm going to hang up because your phone is kind of funky. Arrogant Rodgers. That's a new one. I thought he called him Erica Rodgers. I'm like, that's not very nice. That's That can be offensive. Next thing you know, I'm going to have Erica's calling me up saying, JR, how dare you allow that man to be offensive to Erica's? Everybody's so damn offended about nonsense and garbage except for things that actually mean anything. But anyway, you can call him Arrogant Rogers. I will call him by his name because he's also a pain in the ass, but I'm not that much of a jerk not to address him by what the hell he's called. Aaron Rodgers has 2 years left on his deal. Aaron Rodgers can wake up and he can quit. That's it. Otherwise, he would still be a member of the New York Jets. Unless he looks at the Jets and says, I want another trade, at which point I don't even know what I would do. It's similar to what's going on right now. Aaron Rodgers signed a 3-year, $150 million deal with the Green Bay Packers last season. That's an average of 50 per. It's not split up 50 every single year. I think this past season he might have made, I think it's 40, 50, and then the other 60, I think they split it up that way. He can quit. That's what he can do. Aaron Rodgers can decide to play for the Jets this upcoming season, and then Aaron Rodgers could say, I don't want to do this anymore. Would we be shocked? Would we be surprised? He sat around with Pat McAfee, and he told everybody yesterday, he's like, hey, listen, I went into my darkness retreat. I was 90% certain that I was going to retire. And if he wants an out, he can certainly quit. Eric is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR, longtime listener. Talking about, you know, the L.A. Kings and, you know, the Bulls.
Sacramento Kings, not the hockey one.
Oh, yeah, Sacramento.
Okay, it's okay. It's been a while. Nobody talks about them too much. I understand.
Exactly. It's kind of like the Bulls. We don't talk about them in Chicago as much. You know,
well, they still get 20,000 people still show up to see him.
True.
Yeah. What you got, though?
You know, I mean, between that and then the whole, you know, Aaron Rodgers thing, I agree. Aaron Rodgers, if he wanted to quit, let him quit. He didn't need to sit here and switch teams.
No, he wants to play football, so he'll go to the Jets. Yeah. His buddy Nathaniel Hackett is there, so True. He'll follow him.
True. But, yeah, no, that's all I wanted to say, just talking with you.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, man. Be all warm, man. Out there, all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, yeah. You see, we don't talk about the Kings. The Kings haven't been spoken about in so long. They get confused with the hockey team in Los Angeles.
At least they've made a finals in the last 30 years, right?
Yeah, and they won. They beat the Rangers with 2015.
That's right. That's
LA Kings.
Yes.
LA Kings beat the Rangers 2015. What was that gentleman's name from SAC? What's his name, John?
I believe so. Eric was the last guy. The problem is you take too many calls, man. I lose track of the name. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, the guy's name, I think it was John from Sacramento.
Right.
It's like, come on, man.
Well, he said Arrogant Rogers, right? Was that guy?
No, that was the guy before the last guy.
Got it.
I still can't. I'm like, oh, the offense now for the Sacramento Kings is better than the one could be arguably. No, stop it. Stop. If Chris Webber in his prime was on this team right now, he'd be the best offensive player on the Kings, okay? Come on, stop. And they were stacked. I could put Peja out there right now, and I could be like, okay, well, maybe he'd be the best shooter. He might be the best of things. I mean, damn. And I love that team. I love that team. Number 4, Chris Webber. Come on. Mike is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
What up, JR? I just got to let you know, first of all, the Kings don't need a time machine to get Doug Christie because they already got him. And I'm interested in who you think's coming out of the West.
Doug Christie, the broadcaster?
He's not a broadcaster. He's a coach on the Kings.
The last time I checked, he was a broadcaster.
Exactly. The last time you checked, you just admitted you're not watching the Kings, baby.
Okay. Well, if he's a broadcaster or where did he go? Shuppy left.
He did. I mean, he's like he might be the fifth assistant on the team, and he was a longtime broadcaster. Nobody associates Doug Christie as an assistant coach these days.
Yeah, so. I'm not thinking about. Yeah. Well, but what does Doug have to do with? I'm referring to Doug playing. Right. Doug Christie has to be, what is he? Got to be like 50 years old right now.
Unless he's beating up Rick Fox, you know, then he channels his inner youth, right? We remember that fight in the preseason.
Listen, yeah. Him and Rick, listen, no, two former pretty boys.
You're right.
just out there fighting. Look, here's a couple of things. I'm sitting here every night. I got on plenty of games in front of me. I see the Kings play. I look at the stats. I look at the numbers. Am I drilling my eyeballs into the Sacramento Kings? No. But I know enough basketball, and I see them, and I understand their players, and I look at the roster. They ain't nothing. I've been watching De'Aaron Fox play for years. I actually spoke to and met De'Aaron Fox before he even got into the damn NBA. I've been watching Sabonis play for years before he was on the Kings. I remember him when he was in Indiana. I've watched Kevin Huerter with my own eyeballs coming out of Maryland and playing here in Georgia. Harrison Barnes, Trey Lyles, recently suspended for trying to fight. You know, we saw Mitchell in college last year. Malik Monk. It's not like the Sacramento Kings just poof and appeared. Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, these guys haven't proved. Enjoy it. You would need Doug Christie. I don't care if he's on the bench. I don't care if he's broadcasting. You would need Doug Christie to get in a time machine and put his ass on the court with 5 and 6 other people for the Sacramento Kings to win a championship. Where are you going to call me when they get eliminated? Please do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Unfortunately, speaking of eliminations, there's a couple of athletes in different sports who they have been eliminated probably for a long time. I'm going to tell you about Lonzo Ball and Edwin Diaz. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. You got a great show. You're the Bob Diggity man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We've had a full day of college basketball. We still have 4 games that are active, and then we'll be all done for tonight, and then we'll get another slate of games tomorrow here in the first round. Let me give you an update. Northern Kentucky, ranked number 16th in the Midwest region, they will not go away. They're hanging in there with Houston. Houston leads 53-48. There's about a little more than 4 minutes left in that one. Houston. They better watch out. Northern Kentucky is hanging in there. Another one. Tennessee is trying to hold off Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns. A little more than 4 minutes left in that game. Tennessee currently leads Louisiana 54-45. You don't have to worry about this one, folks. UCLA smacking up UNC Asheville 55-33. They just got underway not too long ago in the second half. And then we also have Penn State trying to knock off Texas A&M. They just got underway. 2 minutes gone in the second. Penn State leads 40-24. We got a little bit. I don't know if I want to call it a potential upset alert, but Houston and Northern Kentucky is a game to pay attention to right now. Number 1 seed Houston, one of the favorites here in the tournament, just trying to beat up on Northern Kentucky, trying to move them out the way. You know, right before we went to break, for whatever reason, the Sacramento Kings are a topic of interest tonight. I don't know why. They're a good team. That's about it. I'd stop there. They're a team on the ascent. They are not a team that has arrived. And then we also talked about Bill Self, because we know Kansas, they were able to take care of Howard today. Bill Self was not in attendance, still recovering from his heart issue. He needed two stents inserted to kind of help a blockage in his arteries. And it's a hard knock life. We don't know when we'll see Bill Self back on the sidelines, but he has been helping coach the team. He just hasn't been there during the actual games. And all the best to him in his recovery. We've seen a lot of older coaches go away. Bill Self is only 60. Let's see when he's back on the sidelines. All the best to him in health. And speaking of health, today we learned that Lonzo Ball, someone that we haven't seen play basketball for the Chicago Bulls since last January. He has not played since January 14, 2022. He is weighing having a third surgery on his knee. We're talking surgery in January, September of last year. And then if he were to have an additional surgery, they say it would wipe him out all of next season as well. That's basically 2.5 seasons that we might not see Lonzo Ball. He's 25 years old. Right now, he's in the second year of a 4-year, $80 million deal. He's been improving when we saw him play last. Plays defense, shoots the three, does a little bit of everything. Amazing player. And the Chicago Bulls suck right now, 31-37. And yeah, 20,000 people still show up to see him play. It's the Chicago Bulls, of course. And then this is the crazy injury that we learned about. We talked about it live last night on the air. Puerto Rico beats the Dominican Republic to advance in the World Baseball Classic. And Edwin Diaz goes down. And less than 24 hours later, we know that Edwin Diaz, he's cooked for the season. Edwin Diaz has basically blown out his knee, celebrating, jumping up and down. And now he's finished. And the New York Mets, I don't want to say their season is finished. They got David Robertson, who has been a reliever. But Edwin Diaz is someone last year. He had an ERA of 1.3. He came out with the trumpets. He struck out everybody. 118 strikeouts in 62 innings. Edwin Diaz played himself into a $100 million contract, and now he's done. He's finished. A matter of fact, the news came down the pipe today. Billy Epler, the general manager for the New York Mets, he gave an update on Edwin Diaz. Hear from the horse's mouth.
General timeline for a surgery like this is about 8 months, all right? There are instances where athletes have come back earlier, more around the six-month mark. But those are a little bit more of the exception than the rule. One of our doctors, Dr. Carr, was on property down in Miami. So he called me from the clubhouse after he was able to give Edwin a clinical exam and said it looked pretty textbook for a patellar tendon injury.
Hey, they already patched this man up. There's already a photo of Edwin Diaz, recovering from surgery. Good for him. And yeah, we talked about this last night. It was a fluke injury. But people running around saying, oh, this could have happened at home. Oh, just cut that crap out. Cut it out. It is a fluke injury. That doesn't mean I got to like the World Baseball Classic any more or less. I still don't like it. Don't care about it. I think they can, and otherwise, it has nothing to do with Edwin hurting himself here. They can still move it. Anyway, one of his teammates, supposed to be his new teammate, Justin Verlander, he's a New York Met. That's still going to take some getting used to. Justin Verlander talked about this, and he's just like, look, yeah, our clothes are being hurt. It sucks for us. But you always got to try to find the bright side. Listen to this courtesy of SNY.
Tough blow. No doubt about it. One of the best closers in baseball, if not the best. So, you know, losing that's not easy. But, you know, I don't think any team that I can't think of any team that's ever gone through an entire season and not had a, you know, some sort of major blow. You know, it's a tough game to stay healthy. So it's just tough to have it at this point of the year. You know, the optimism's so high and everybody's ready to go. And then that happens, you know, it's tough. But also I think, you know, you have to remain positive and, you know, sometimes the best moments in your career or in a season or whatever come from, you know, tough situations. You know, so hopefully at the end of the year, we can be standing there victorious and Edwin can be up there with us and, you know, we can all celebrate together. That's the obvious goal.
Aww. Yeah, Edwin Diaz is really going to love that, celebrating when he didn't contribute anything. Hey, good luck to him. Good luck. Good luck to Edwin Diaz. I hope he can come back. I'm just not optimistic, but I'm not Edwin. I'm not his body. I'm not his right knee. I just know that that injury absolutely sucks. And if it happened with the New York Mets, it would have been something that would probably be a little bit more digestible. And knowing that he did it during the WBC, it makes it harder to swallow. Good luck to Edwin Diaz in his recovery. And the New York Mets got lots of money. Verlander got lots of money. I ain't worried about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, wow. How about this? I told you Houston was hanging in there with Northern Kentucky. They're trying to wipe them out. Houston currently leads 59-50. And it was a pretty funny scene. Bob Marlin, who's the head coach of the Raging Cajuns, I'm mixing team. They mix all my teams up. It's Tennessee and Louisiana.
There's 68 teams you got to keep track of here.
Yeah. That's too many damn games. I just saw Bob Marlin. Louisiana is losing 48-54. Bob Marlin is their head coach. There's about 2.5 minutes left in that game. Bob Marlin is over here getting a technical foul at the end of the game. His own players and the coaches, but more importantly, his own players were in his damn face telling him, get the hell out of the way and sit down. You're supposed to be the coach. You're over here costing the team of fouls and techs and points. What a disaster. Pretty funny. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It took some time. It was closer than what it looks like. It's still closer than what I expected. But Houston, the Cougars, they end up beating North Kentucky 63-52. A few things of note that you should understand here. Houston, Marcus Sasser, came into the game with a groin injury. He re-aggravated, that groin injury early in the game. Auburn is up next here for the Cougars. They beat Iowa today 83-75, and the Cougars got away with a tough one. They gave up 18 offensive rebounds. They turned the ball over 17 times. Not looking all that great for the Cougars up ahead. And Auburn with their wing players, it's not going to be an easy go by, and you can certainly understand it wasn't easy for them. Even going up against Northern Kentucky here. There's another game taking place right now. This is a little bit of a nail biter. Tennessee is trying to pretty much close things out here against the Raging Cajuns. They just knocked down a free throw. Tennessee leads Louisiana 57-53. About 15 seconds left in this game. And I think Tennessee might hold on. Penn State beating up on Texas A&M 61-39. UCLA beating up on UNC Asheville 70-41. And so it looks like we might have one last close game, and there's only 8 seconds left in that one. And this might just be time for free throws. Let's get some of your calls in. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tennessee beating Louisiana 57-53. It's free throw time. Gene is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gene?
JR, glad for taking my call. I want to tell you, you're cooler than the other side of the pillow, brother.
Well, thank you. Some guy named Stewart said that. God rest his soul.
Okay, I never heard that, but cool. Okay. Comment on that freak injury with the baseball player, the Diaz.
Yes.
It reminded me, hearing about it, can you refresh my memory? Maybe you remember one time on the football field, I want to say it's the Broncos, the kicker had just kicked a field goal, and he was doing that, looked like the Toyota jump, you know, and pumping his fist, and he fell down on the ground and jammed his leg, and his knee just give out. I can't think of who it was. It was at the very end of the game.
I remember that with Bill Gramatica.
It was Bill.
Was it Bill or Martine? Which one was it?
Pretty sure it was Bill. Yep.
What team was that, Shep?
I thought it was the Cardinals,
that was
right?
Arizona, I believe.
It was Bill.
Because I know I think he needed surgery after that something before the next season. I don't know.
Yeah, he was jumping up and he was done. His knee was cooked.
Hey, question here, JR. The show last night, I tried to call in. I had the best prima donna diva ever.
Oh, who is it?
One to add to the list. Can I just say the name?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Tonya Harding.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She went from being probably at one time was brought up poor, learned to skate, was a good skater. Everybody loved her. Got so much in her head that she had to be number one that she ended up being a criminal.
Yeah, you took the word out of my mouth. I was going to say, is she so much a diva or a criminal? You got to hire somebody to
I liked
somebody.
Her. I liked her till that happened. Then I thought, what a tool. You know, trying to be the best, you can't train no harder. You're going to hit this girl, have your buddy hit her in a pipe with a knee, knee with a pipe.
Yeah, Nancy.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, Gene. Appreciate you.
Nice talking to you, bro.
Thank you, thank you. Wow. Wow. Diva, Tonya? I was like, whoa, that's not a diva. Like somebody brought up Antonio Brown last night. Oh, Antonio Brown's a diva. Yeah, you can feel that way. He ain't a diva. He got legitimate issues. Don't have nothing to do with no hitting the head in no football game either. His time, unfortunately, predates his life in the NFL. It goes past college. He got issues. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Topeka, Kansas. Let's talk to Dalton. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Dalton?
Hey, JR. Long time no talk, man. How you doing?
I'm terrific. What's up?
That didn't sound so sure. Hope it gets better.
Yeah, no, I'm great. But when you say long time no talk, I'm saying to myself, I don't remember talking to you.
Well, I've called the show a few times, but I guess you get 100 callers, so obviously you probably don't remember me.
Dalton, more than that.
Well, what I was calling about, man, is I haven't got a chance to really hear your opinion. What is your opinion on the XFL? Do you think it's just a BS alternate league, or do you think that this one has a better chance than the Alliance of American Football or the USFL attempted reboot?
I don't wait on nothing but to see if they stay alive. That's it.
I think this is actually pretty competitive football. 3 out of the 8 teams are actually playing pretty well. There are some dumb rules, like the fourth and 15 for the onside kick. That's pretty stupid, in my opinion.
Okay.
And the 3-point extra point. But besides that, man, it's pretty competitive.
I'm sure. I mean, everybody's at an equal level. I know they have some amazing coaches. My main man, Hines Ward, is one of the coaches. I think he's coaching the San Antonio Brahmas.
Yes.
If I'm watching an XFL game, there are a few things here. I have found it by accident. I am bored. Or I have time to watch, which is probably none of the three. Hey, what was that? Is that a computer in the back? A printer? What is that?
Nothing. Actually, I'm in a convenience store right now, so I have no idea.
You ringing something up? What you buying from the convenience store?
Oh, I just need a lighter, so I'm just in line to grab one of them.
Okay, well, take it easy on the smoking. But nah, man, I don't like the XFL. I'm not a fan. I'm not interested. I like the NFL. I'm sorry. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, it will never compare, but I was just thinking that it was a fun secondary.
Yeah, by accident, Dalton. Appreciate you for calling from Topeka. Hey, guess what? I like basketball, too. I like the NBA. I watch college. You know how many G League games I've watched this year? None. None. Zero. I have no interest in watching the XFL. I'm sorry. I think they drew 48,000 people to a game a couple of days ago. Good. Good for them. Highest attendance for an XFL game ever. 48,000. Good. I hope it succeeds. I hope they give me a reason to watch and tune in. Maybe I'll watch their championship game. I don't know when it is. Just don't care. We've had so many versions of the XFL. Like, let them stick around for a little bit before I become invested. XFL, AAFL, USFL, I know NFL. They take everybody's money and their players are nuts. It's just what it is. Sorry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tennessee holds on to beat the Ragin' Cajuns 58-55. Louisiana almost gave them a heart attack. Houston, we know they won. They beat Northern Kentucky 63-52. There's only two more games left. Penn State is smacking Texas A&M, and UCLA is smacking UNC Asheville. I'll give you more of an update on the other side. I'm going to get to your calls. We need to talk Jordan and more college football. Excuse me, basketball. I'm confused. CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me. Bet for free.